Attention, por favor! Niall Hatch, you're just back from Spain. How was it? What were you doing there?
That's right, yes. Had a lovely time in the region of Extremadura, one of the best bird watching areas in all of Europe. I had a great time watching steppe birds, lots of birds of prey as well. So many vultures, just mind-blowing. Great place.
Excuse my ignorance, Niall, but what are steppe birds?
Birds that live on open plains, so this is steppe type habitat, as in steppe. So birds like the great bustard, the little bustard, the pintail sand grouse, the black-bellied sand grouse, species that are like these big open expanses of short grassland in sort of very arid kind of conditions, semi-desert almost. So it's a habitat we don't have too much of in Europe, but Extremadura, which is in the very west of Spain, just near the Portuguese border, it doesn't have any coast, it's totally inland, which means that it's subject to lots of seasonal variations in temperature. In the winter it's quite cool, but in the summer it gets very, very hot indeed, up to 45 degrees. And those birds are actually very well evolved to be able to survive in those in those conditions. The sand grouse, for example, which are not grouse at all, they're more like pigeons, although they're really quite a unique group of birds. They're so well adapted to life in such arid conditions that the adult birds have absorbent belly feathers. And what they do is they'll fly dozens of kilometres sometimes to find a watering pool during the summer. Mm-hmm. They'll stand in it and the water actually soaks up like a sponge into their feathers.
Yeah.
They fly back to the nest and the little chicks come and they actually suck the water directly out of their parents' bellies from those feathers. That's how well adapted they are. That rough
life. That's incredible. Have you ever seen anything like that, Richard?
Yes, I have. I've been to central Spain. It is a wonderful place and the birds of prey are all over the place.
Now, as I have two birders here, I have an interesting question for you. It's something I had observed recently, but had never seen before in my 57 years on this planet. I was out for a walk in Fairview, and I noticed some pigeons. And as I got closer to the pigeons, which were pecking something or other off the ground, one of them started walking backwards and pecking. All right, so picture the scene. What's the big deal? Well, I've never seen a bird walk backwards in my life, Niall Hatch.
Yes, it is kind of unusual. Birds tend to go forwards because that's what their eyes are best at seeing. Having said that, pigeons have their eyes set very far in the sides of their heads, so it's almost like having 360 degree vision. And I could see how if the need arose, they could actually walk backwards and they could still see where they're going. So it wouldn't be their preference, but if they're, you know, if rather than turn around, if they're trying to find food or sometimes during their breeding displays, which we're seeing now at this time of the year already, they will do that. So yeah, it's certainly unusual, but birds have a much more all-round vision than we do, so it's actually easier for them than would be for us. They can see where they're going, more or less.
So it's not a big deal.
Well, it's certainly unusual. As you said, you remarked on it, it's the first time that you've seen it. I'm just trying to rack my brain to see how many times I've seen birds walk backwards. I have seen some types of bird in Central America called manakins, which do this amazing dance, this display. People may have seen it on some nature programs on television, where they do this almost like the moonwalk backwards. It's this lovely tiny little black bird with a red and yellow head, and they sort of walk to this backwards sliding walk, very much like the Michael Jackson moonwalk. And that's a bird that's moving backwards as part of its display. I think that some of the birds of paradise in New Guinea, which I've never had the privilege of seeing with my own eyes, but some of them walk backwards as part of their breeding displays too. So it is something that birds can do. And I suppose, though, with most birds, the way their feet are designed, with the vast majority of the toes pointing forward, just one toe pointing backwards, the general direction of travel would be forwards. So it makes sense that they would normally do that.
Now, by the time I got my phone out to record this, it had stopped and started walking forwards again. In fact, it had flown away. So I was raging, but it was something I noticed. Richard, anyway.
Derek, yes, I believe I am the person in Ireland that has seen more birds walk backwards than anyone else. The reason, I spent years jousting with swans, that is, trying to catch swans to put rings on their legs. And the big male swans would rear up in front of you and you would rear up in front of them. They're expecting you to run away and you don't. When you step forward, they will often step back. Yes, but they have an advantage, remember. They can swivel the head around. They have almost 360 degree vision as it is, but by turning the head, a bird with a long neck can turn its head and see what's behind it. The problem with walking backwards, as you and I know, it's a dangerous thing to do. But if you're a bird that can see behind as well as in front, it is immaterial. Now, in the whole range of birds, there is one that is said not to be able to walk backwards. Mm-hmm. And it is the emu of Australia.
Okay, why?
Now, well, that is one of the questions of ornithology. No, you could check this, by the way, because they used to have, I know if they still have, emus in Foto Wildlife Park. So the keepers there could tell you whether they've seen it walk backwards in the park. But it's just, that's an aside. Now, it is very unusual, it seems to me, because an emu has a long neck and can check out what's behind it. But it's also a great runner. It's and it can run fast and long distances. It's the only bird with calf muscles to aid it in doing that. Ostriches, for instance, can walk backwards. So it's interesting that the emu is a little bit different. Now, walking is a rather strange thing. Left, right, left, right. Starlings walk when they're feeding. Thrushes and things tend to hop more than walk. Now, what do penguins do? Well, they kind of waddle. They shift their centre of gravity and have to put a foot forward to prevent themselves falling, or a foot backwards to prevent themselves falling. So is that really walking? But that's, I'm quibbling a little bit about that, aren't I? Among the other animals, of course, alligators and crocodiles move along on their belly most of the time. I'm told they don't slide backwards. Maybe they do, but I'm told they don't. But they have another thing called the high walk. That is when they lift up onto all fours. Mm. They can be remarkably fast and dangerous if they come at you on all fours, because they can run forward. Now, they're able to do all kinds of manoeuvres when standing, their belly clear of the ground, rushing forward towards you or backing off from you. In Australia, I remember being in swampy places where there were notices up to be very careful, because the crocodiles can come out suddenly and rush at you and pull you in. Not the kind of death I would relish. Anyway, I'm getting away from the birds.
That's very interesting about the emu there, Richard. And I think there probably is something to that. Their legs are so well designed for running forwards with those calf muscles, as you mentioned, that the actual locomotion going backwards just probably wouldn't work. It's a mechanical thing, really. Most birds, when they move, what they do is they use a system of tendons. And that's why birds have such slender legs. You don't see muscles in their legs at all. The muscles that are controlling their toes and the forward locomotion are all up towards the top of the leg inside their body. So the exposed part of the leg, you don't see them. But on an emu, you do. It's got a very different structure. And we know that emus are a very primitive type of bird. When we talk about how birds and dinosaurs are really the same thing, how birds came from the dinosaurs. When you look at an emu, you can really see it. It looks like a dinosaur more than a bird, really. So from that point of view, it makes a lot of sense. And with birds, of course, they're designed to go forwards. Everything about their life is swimming forwards or flying forwards or walking or running forwards. And while many birds possibly can go backwards, I'd say they can't do it very quickly. It's just the way that their legs are designed, the whole musculature and the tendons efficient to do it that way.
That is absolutely extraordinary. I will never, boys, look at birds' legs again the same way. I've never thought about the lack of muscles on the legs. I mean, that's very interesting. Thank you, Niall and Richard.